Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of August, 2015. The construction of the Berlin Wall began on this date in 1961. East Germans were immigrating to the West at a rate of about 1,000 per day, and so East German soldiers quietly began laying down barbed wire, 100 miles of it, just inside the border of East Berlin, and then began to replace the wire with a 6-foot block wall with sentry towers and minefields all along it. It was not until 1989 the gates between East and West Berlin were opened again and Germany reunified and the wall was formally dismantled. It's the birthday of the essayist Thomas De Quincey, born Manchester, England, 1785. He was a friend of Wordsworth and Coleridge, but he became hooked on opium, and they fell out with him over that. He wrote a book about it, Confessions of an English Opium Eater, 1822. It's the birthday of Denise Chavez, Las Cruces, New Mexico, 1948, who spent more than 30 years waiting tables and wrote a book about it, a novel. Face of an Angel came out in 1994, got very good reviews, novel whose protagonist is a waitress, a novel that includes a manual on waitress etiquette and philosophy. It was 80 years ago, 1935, humorist Will Rogers and pilot Wiley Post died in a plane crash flying from Fairbanks, Alaska to Point Barrow. It was a plane that Wiley Post put together himself from two different Lockheed aircrafts. The Lockheed company knew the parts were incompatible. They refused to assemble it. They knew that it was unsafe. Post had ordered pontoons for the trip, but they didn't arrive in time, and so he attached two ill-fitting floats instead, which made the plane hard to control. They had landed in a lagoon to ask directions and then took off again, but the engine stalled. They were just 50 feet up. The plane's nose dropped, hit the lagoon, and the two of them died instantly. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, Splitting an Order. I like to watch an old man cutting a sandwich in half, maybe an ordinary cold roast beef on whole wheat bread, no pickles or onion, keeping his shaky hands steady by placing his forearms firm on the edge of the table and using both hands, the left to hold the sandwich in place and the right to cut it surely corner to corner, observing his progress through glasses that moments before he wiped with his napkin, and then to see him lift half onto the extra plate that he had asked the server to bring, and then to wait, offering the plate to his wife, while she slowly unrolls her napkin and places her spoon, her knife, and her fork in their proper places, then smooths the starched white napkin over her knees and meets his eyes and holds out both old hands to him. Splitting an Order, a poem by Ted Kooser from Valentine's, published by University of Nebraska Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.